This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Troy Bullock. I like to call myself the exception to the rule that growing up in an impoverished and violent neighborhood means that you won't be successful. I'm the exception to that rule. And I started good because of that, to create more stories like mine of individuals who've been through things, had struggles in their life, but have overcame. My organization, Good Projects, invests human, social, and economic capital into the most impoverished communities in Washington, D.C., with the idea that we'll take them into a pathway to self-sufficiency and wealth.
Troy, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Right now, I've been working with a few companies. One is U-Hustle. I've been working with a young lady very intentionally and consistently working on her pitch, working on her business plan, working on how she's going to make money, working on her customer acquisition. So it's been a very intensive process with that business and another business with a young lady who's using a superfood to create different types of foods for the market. So it's been an amazing experience. I've been able to sit down with a few students and really take a deep dive into what they're doing and pick their brains and allow them to pick my brains to really build out sustainable business models. And then I've had one-off instances where students just want to sit down, and throw ideas past me and, get their thing going where they really, it's just that they're in the ideation phase and, they get to pick my brain and I get to give them ideas and they go back and, maybe I'll talk to them in, a few weeks or a few months. So it's been two-sided and it's been a great experience.
Troy, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Oh, wow. The biggest successes I've seen is, working with a student, say the U-Hustle student, and, giving her ideas and her taking those ideas and implementing them, as soon as possible. And then her seeing success with those ideas and her going to other entrepreneurs and residents and, talking to other people and her partners and, things I've been working with her on, just working out. And, it feels really, really good to see her successful and it feels really, really good to be a part of that success. I think the challenges that I've had also are, working with certain students who have certain ideas, but having to kind of slowly put them down and explain to them that you may have to, take a pivot or you may have to do things a different way or say, hey, this just might not work. And that's tough, me being an entrepreneur, because I know that's a tough conversation to have. But sometimes those are the conversations you have to have. And that's been a challenge for me for sure.
Troy, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I think to get to know the students you're working with, just hear their story and work with them on how they implement their story into, what they're doing. I think it's really, really important that you build a relationship with the students you're working with because that natural and relatable relationship will allow for more growth within what you guys are working on. So I think it's really imperative to just get to know the student, take it further than the surface level to really have the impact we want to have.
Troy, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, you could go on Hoya Gateway and find me. you could go to goodprojects.org and learn about what Good Projects is doing. You can, reach out to Jeff Reed or you can come to the Venture Lab at the WeWork location on 14th and G Street. There's various ways you can learn about entrepreneurs in residence. Jeff Reed is the main guy who's really hitting this up and, he'll tell you anything about it. You can always reach out to me and, check out our website, goodprojects.org. Georgetown University, the most amazing university on the planet. I was, in the college, but, got involved in the business school, McDonough Business School, my senior year as I became an entrepreneur, and it's been an amazing experience. So shout out to them. Georgetown has done an amazing job at not only touching student entrepreneurs in the business school, but touching student entrepreneurs all over campus. And that's something that hasn't been done really before, and providing students with the services through entrepreneurs and residents and, making it available to everyone is an amazing experience for each and every student and allows them to really build something and help out the university as well in the future. So it's a great thing.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.